Extra Credit Fridays highlights our most mind-blowing moments of real wisdom and practical advice from our amazing guests. So get ready to raise your personal and professional GPA in just a few quick minutes. Welcome back to the podcast. And you already know, fam, this is Extra Credit Fridays, where we revisit those iconic conversations for some of your most favorite guests of our show. And we give it to you in less than 5 minutes. And I'm excited because we're going to bring back one and only Brad Lee, the CEO of Lightspeed. He also, guys, is a well-known closer, but the host of Dropping Bombs podcast. And we talked about everything on this episode. And if you want to catch the full link of this episode, click the show notes and you will see, fam, we talked about everything from whether or not he's better than Grant Cardone, the three R's, why they're important, and the true definition of success. Sit back and enjoy this new episode of Extra Credit Fridays with the one and only Brad Lee. This episode is sponsored by the Now What Academy. The Now What Academy is for entrepreneur-minded individuals that want to take their career or business to the next level, where you get to go one-on-one with me and get the insights you need to grow, get your plan down on paper, the word out to social media, and exclusive access. And if this is something you're interested in, our students have received amazing results. Find out more at www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.
Like, dude, what is success anyway, Sean? Success is one's own opinion. And the problem is everyone wants to base success off what the society says it is. And that's why when people get rich, they still feel empty because they didn't assess what they believe success is and what they really want out of life. They just heard what everyone else thinks success looks like. You know, these Lambos and Ferraris. Like, I could buy Lambos, Ferraris, Rolls Royces, Bentleys. You know, why? What am I going to do? How many cars can I drive? Like I have a Ford Raptor, and then I buy my wife whatever she wants, and now we both got a car. Do I need more than that? Now, that's my opinion, but am I mad at like my boy Andy Frisella, who's got like a billion-dollar car collection? Hell no, dude, I'm envious. I wish I had that. But dude, I don't have the garages he has. I don't have, like, I'm not him. So most people try to compare themselves instead of preparing themselves. Nice little rhyme for you. Don't compare yourself. Prepare yourself. So what was your question, dude?
I mean, you're answering it. I mean, like, but here's the thing. Like, back when you were making five times more than anybody in your family, like, what made you say, you know what, I'm gonna bet on myself, create Lightspeed, and really do something different? A lot of times people get into these jobs, fam, and they get stuck in them. Like, what made you say, you know what?
I didn't do it back then, dude. It took me, I mean, I didn't know anything back then. Back then, I was just trying to get paid. I was out for myself. I was closing deals and freaking spinning wheels. Like, I was going nowhere, but I was going comfortably. Meaning, I was making money, but dude, I was blowing it just as fast as I was making it. Like, dude, I was just broke at another level. Like, dude, there's people broke when they're making $2,100 a month, and there's people broke making $21,000 a month. And if you're broke, you're broke, you're broke. And if you're broke, it's because you're broke. You don't have the right information, or you're doing it wrong. If you're making 21 grand a month, man, honestly, dude, you should be living like you're only making five. And then you take that difference and you invest that shit for the next 10, 20 years. And by the time you're 30, 40 years old, when most people are just average, you're freaking solid, dude. You got an 800 credit score. You got freaking multiple rental properties. You've got freaking passive income coming in, whether you work or not. You've understood a lot of things. You've got a serious foundation going for you. Now, you wouldn't have looked as cool that whole time. Uh-huh. Because you wouldn't have been driving the big badass car. Why? Well, because the badass car, if you take that money and go invest it properly in 5 to 10 years, whatever you did instead of the badass car will produce as many badass cars as you want. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like the study they did with the kids with the marshmallows. They gave a kid a marshmallow and said, hey, if you don't eat that, I'll give you another one in a couple hours. Yeah. If you eat it, you don't get another one. So the kids that ate the marshmallow don't go anywhere in life. And the kid that waits, then they get two marshmallows. They go somewhere in life. That's called delayed gratification. So if I were coaching a young man or a young woman right now, I would be telling them point blank, period. Now, it's not going to be as fun, right? I did it the fun way, dude. I was freaking popping bottles and driving the fancies and living like a freaking champ. And guess what? It still worked out. So guess what? Anything's possible for anyone, man. You can go do it your own way. You don't have to listen to us. When I say us, people that have already achieved what it is most people think they want, which is, you know, success, money, etc. But at the end of the day, man, that's not how you do it. You got to figure out what success looks like to you. And then you have to figure out, how do I get there now? And you start asking that question. And then the universe or God or whomever you hold in a higher power, I think, starts moving things around for you to find your way where you're going, because that's where you intend to go.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with so many of the things you've done, though, Brad, like, how are you defining success now for yourself?
Dude, I define success personally where I have so much abundance in all areas that I can give freely to others and not run out for myself. In other words, I have so much, my cup overfloweth, so I help fill up other cups. Like I want my cup to overfloweth so much, instead of getting another cup, I'll just let it overflow into others. You know what I'm saying? That's my idea of success. To just have so much you can give all day long and never run out.
Hi guys, if you enjoy this inspirational clip from my past episode of the show, then you will enjoy my free ebook, where we share success tips with former guests filled with valuable insights from our favorite episodes now. Just visit www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.